Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Redemption High Dimensions Radio Broadcast. I'm Linda Shula, the evangelist for the hour. And I praise God you have joined together with me for this segment of morning and midday supplication with intercessory prayer and to hear words from the Lord. We're going to go right before the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, we say thank you today for your loving kindness that you've shown unto us by giving us life anew today, causing us to wake up, clothing our right minds with life, health, and strength, our families, Lord, and everything, Lord, that concerns us, you will perfect it. And God, we want to stand in the gap today as intercessors and pray for those that are enduring sickness, God. We need your divine spirit, God, to intervene, Lord, to touch them, God, to minister grace to their spirits and their hearts, God, to let them know that you're upholding all things by the word of your power. God, we pray in Jesus' name that your divine healing would touch, Lord, go into the hospitals wherever they're laying on a bed of affliction and heal them. You sent your word and you healed them of all of their diseases. So, God, we thank you, Lord, as we stand in the gap and pray for those that need healing, that we can believe and rejoice with them for their deliverance, God. We bless your holy name, for we know that you're well able, God, and that there is nothing too hard for you. During these trying times, God, of those that need healing, God, we pray that they would just enter into your rest, Lord, that they would just trust you, God, to know that you know what you're doing, you're not making a mistake, that, God, these things come to try our faith, and for whatever it is, God, we know that all sickness is not unto death, that you will raise up your people for your glory and your purpose, God. And, Father, we pray for forgiveness of sins for all of us, God, and for those that are sick, God, that you will just purge, Lord, and cleanse and deliver as we repent of anything, God, that we offended you in any way. So, God, we just want our prayers to be effective today, God, to go forth mightily in the earth, God, and heal situations, not only sicknesses of the body, Lord, and the mind and the spirit, God, but in situations that are crippled, situations that are at a standstill, God. We speak your word, Jesus, over it, Lord. You're able, God. Lord God, to speak your word and to deliver and bring miracles, bring deliverance, God, supernatural intervention through your divine providence stepping in, Lord. For we know that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. And so, Lord, we just bless you today and bring down your glory into the earth, that you would take delight in our praises and our worship, Lord, that you would save the world, God, that you would save all of those, Lord, that have a heart to fear and reverence your name, to acknowledge that they need a Savior, to acknowledge that they cannot make it on their own. For God, you have sent your word, and God, we thank you that you came in the volume of the book to bring salvation to all mankind, that we may find strength in you, that we will honor you, God, because your word is the living truth that you've given us that knows our heart. And Lord, you understand every need that every single person have, God, and you're able to meet those needs according to your will, according to your perfect word. Let the body of Christ know, God, that all things work together for good to them that love you, Lord. So we bless you today, God. Bring down every high thought, every spirit, God, of pride, bring it to nothing. For, Lord, you resist the proud, give grace to the humble. Let us be humble in your sight. Let the meek inherit the earth, God. Help us, Lord God, to understand your perfect will for our lives. Give us thoughts, God, that are pleasing and virtuous and things, Lord, to think on that is of a good report, Lord. We say thank you today and honor you, Lord, with our thoughts. Let our thoughts, God, be increased in our faith to think things, God, that blesses you, that move mountains, God, that have the spirit of discernment to know what you're doing, that we can feel your presence, God, because, Lord, we're thinking on you. You said if he that keepeth their mind on you, you will keep them in perfect peace. So every day of our lives, God, we want to be in perfect peace, God. Remove anything that causes us to be frustrated and have anxiety. Be depressed, God. Break the powers of darkness and destroy the yoke of the enemy, Lord. And let us just accept your will, what you're doing in our lives right now. And let us speak your word, Lord, your word of grace and mercy and peace and goodness in the land of the living, Lord. Let us receive the engrafted word that is able to save our souls, God. We press on in Jesus' name. We press on in your mighty name, Lord. Oh, God, we bless you today. For, God, we know that is of you, God, that works in us to do of your good pleasures. We are the workmanship, Lord, of your good hand, powerful hand, Lord, that can do your good pleasure in spreading good and helping others, Lord, and speaking the word that encourage others, God. Father, we know that your word brings us into the full, complete assurance, Lord, that you are with us. We know without a shadow of a doubt that your spirit is ruling in the earth, God. You're ruling in men's affairs. You're ruling in our government. You're ruling in our churches, God. You're ruling all over the world, Lord. In every detail, in every single affair of life, you're ruling, God. You're watching over your word to perform it on those, God, that trust you and those that believe you, God. In Jesus' name. Lord, increase their faith and give them strength, Lord. Let them know that your grace is sufficient for them, Lord, to pass the test, to go through, God, to hold up under pressure, God. Let them know, God, that there is a reward, hallelujah, for the righteous, for their faith, believing and trusting in you, hallelujah, God. Let grace, Lord, let grace go before them, God. Grace, Lord, upon grace upon their lives. All of our lives, Father God, we just say thank you that your will is being done in the earth and that you're taking delight in your people, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, you're taking delight. You're pleased, Lord. You're being pleased with the worship and the sacrifices of the praise that your people are sending up. Wonderful is your name. You are mighty counselor, the everlasting God, the Prince of Peace, Lord. So we worship you in spirit and in truth, God. You're able to do the impossible. Your word will come to pass. We believe, God. We believe every good word that you've spoken, Lord, that you know the plans you have for our lives, the good things, Lord, the blessings, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, even for keeping our family members, Lord. Thank you, God, for the promises of you bringing it to pass, that we are the inheritance of the upright. We are joint heirs with you. We seated in heavenly places with you, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We speak your word in your name in the earth. They have power to change. They have power to overthrow the sanctions of the enemy. They have power to overthrow the plots and the plans of the enemy, God. Every naysayer, every spirit of the enemy, God, that have influenced your people, God, to work against those that love you, God. Oh, you see it all. You know it all, Lord. Perfect everything that concerns us, God. In the name of Jesus, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avails much, God. They're coming up to the throne. The angels are ascending and descending to bring the blessing, to bring the peace, to minister grace, to bring the answer to what they need for their situation, Lord, to get out of the dilemma, Lord, in Jesus' name. Cover every shame, Lord. Let your glory cover every shame that the enemy, Lord God, would love to expose and bring to the body of Christ in Jesus' name. Bring it to nothing, God, and let the hearts of men be convicted. Power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, of sin and of righteousness in Jesus' name. Thank you for the glories and the wonders of your word, Lord, that you bring to pass every good thing that you've promised, that you bring to pass every promise that you have spoken over your people. Lord, search our hearts, God, to see if there be anything, any wicked thing in our hearts. Any negative thing in our heart, God. Any negative thing in our thoughts about one another, God. And let us, Lord God, serve you from a pure heart, loving one another, helping one another, encouraging one another, Lord, understanding what your will is for our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. So we bless you today, God. Hallelujah. Go forth like a mighty warrior, Lord. Pierce darkness for us, God, today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we say thank you. We know that you're doing it, God. Thank you for your words, quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. You're cutting down evil devices in Jesus' name. You're covering our lives with your grace and your peace in your love, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, at your name, Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that you are Lord to the glory of the Father. So we bless you, God, and lift you up on high, for you say, if I, even I, am lifted up from the earth, that I would draw all men unto me, draw them unto you, Jesus, as we proclaim your word, as we proclaim your name. We thank you for the glory that shall be revealed in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for triumphing in our situations. We thank you, Lord God, for shutting the mouths of the lying, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah, that our trust and our faith is in you, holding fast to your word, God. We bless you, God. We bless you, Lord. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for redeeming us through your blood, giving us a new life in you, God, raising us up, God, through baptism, Lord God, to identify with you in the fellowship of your suffering and in the power of your resurrection, God. We say thank you, Jesus, that we know you, hallelujah, that we are knowing you, God, and that we are apprehending to more glory in you, Jesus. We're apprehending, God, to overcome the world. We're apprehending, God, to be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might, God. We're apprehending, Jesus. We're moving forward, Jesus. Our faith, God, is being made strong in you, Lord. Doubt and fear is leaving, God. Hallelujah. We are victorious in you, Jesus. We speak the living word, God, that we can do all things that through Christ which strengthens us. We can do all things through Christ which strengthens us, for it is you that give power to the faint, and you increase the strength to those that are weak, God. We say thank you today, Lord God, hallelujah, for working it out, Lord. Let miracles of your divine spirit, God, be all around us, God. The promise of your blessings that is being released in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You're bringing every high thought, God, down to nothing. You're bringing the wisdom of the world to nothing, God. You're frustrating the plans of the enemy, Lord God, right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You're saving our loved ones, God. You're delivering them, God. You're moving on in, God, to save, to heal, to deliver them, God. We thank you, God, that it's not what it looked like, but we can put our faith in you, God. Hallelujah, and stand on the promises of you. Hallelujah, bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. We cry out to you today, God. For Father, you say those that call upon you, that you will answer their prayers. And before we even call, you will answer, Lord, and say, here I am. So we need you today, God, on the behalf of so many people, God, in Jesus' name. Do it for them, God. Do it for them, Lord. Be the lifter of their heads, God. Bless them going in and coming out, Lord. When they rise up, when they lie down, Lord. Bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Bless their basket to an overflow. Oh, God, fill the hearts with joy, God, right now. Let them know that you can give them the peace that surpasses all understanding in Jesus' name. Lord God, we thank you for being your crown of glory, Lord. You've crowned us with your righteousness. It is in you, Lord God, that we live, we move, and have our being. Lord, without you, we can't do nothing. Let us abide in the vine. For you, Lord God, are the vine, and we are the branches. And your word must abide in us, Lord. Help your word, God, to continue to abide in us. Let us receive the engrafted word and not just be hearers, but be doers, God. Help us in our weakness, God, and make us strong, God. Help us to forget those things that are behind and present. Forward to the mark of the prize of the high calling that is in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord. Increase the faith of the people to know that they're unstoppable in you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Give them the divine revelation of your word, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. For Father God, you have overcome the world. And we too have overcome the world. By your divine spirit, your divine glory and grace that you release on us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Cleanse and purge our heart and deliver us, Lord. We pray for people, God, that are struggling with mental problems, mental illness, Lord. Restore their minds, Lord. Restore their memory, Lord. Give them the spirit, God. Hallelujah. To believe you, Jesus. Remove that spirit and that cloud of darkness over their mind. Remove the spirit, God, the dark cloud, the thought cloud over their mind, the spirit that causes them to be confused, Lord. Hallelujah. Remove the spirit. Hallelujah. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, that will cause them to fear. Spirit of perfunctory, Lord. The spirit of perfunctory, Lord. Doubt and disbelief. Hallelujah, Lord. Remove the blinders in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, get the glory. Get the glory, Lord God. Bring to nothing every evil device. Lord God, may not the causeless curse land on us. It shall not land on us, God. The causeless curse, Lord. We rebuke it, Lord. Rebuke the devours for our sake, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And restore what the locust, the cankerworm, and the pommel worm has eaten up, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We speak the bountiful fruit of righteousness and peace and prosperity, Lord. In abundance, Lord. Where the joy of the Lord is our strength, God. Let us receive from you, God. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We decree your name, Lord. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every man that believe. We receive the Holy Spirit that you point out right now, God. May the blood cover our lives each and every day, God. May we, Lord, walk helpful before you, Jesus. May we, God, understand the mystery of your will and godliness, Lord. To understand, God, hallelujah, how to govern our hearts and our mind and our thoughts according to your word and your will, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, purge and clean, God, every unclean thought, anything, God, that try to penetrate God's power. May your glory, God, be revealed in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Lord God, in Jesus' name. We pray these prayers, God, effectively for the kingdom, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God, not, Lord God, for the reputation of men, but for the moving of your mighty power, that you would do these things, that you would do these things for your people, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, let us refresh others that we may ourselves be refreshed. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for being real to us, manifesting your glory of who you are. Thank you, Lord God, for being real to us, Lord. Showing self mighty strong on the behalf of those that love you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And when men, Lord, think it's foolish for us to believe, for us to trust God, keep on blessing us, Lord. Keep on giving us life. Keep on sharpening our faith, God. Keep on giving us miracles. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you that through your divine grace, God, you have given us everything that pertains to life and godliness, that we can look to the hills, Lord, from which all of our help comes from. For we know, God, all of our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Thank you, Lord, for your sound word, your sound doctrine. Thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of truth being with us in the earth, God, and your glory, Lord, leading us into triumphant victory, into eternal life. We expect eternal life, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, Jesus, that you're ordering our steps, guiding us with your eyes of love. Yes, Lord, we thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, Holy Spirit, just speak, just move, God, on the behalf of your people today, hallelujah, move, Jesus, thank you for your divine grace, your divine love, your divine peace, God, that you're pouring out right now, God, you're filling our hearts today, God, with the wells of living water, springing up into joy of everlasting life in our souls, where we know who we are, we know our inheritance in you, God, so we call it in, we call in every blessing, we calling every peace, we calling every favor, we calling every provision, we calling every healing, we calling every deliverance, God. Break the chains, break the bondage, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Father God, in Jesus' name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah.
You're just releasing and dispatching that anointing, Lord. We're flowing in your spirit, Lord, where you're releasing, God. Yes, God, hallelujah, the joy of the Lord is our strength. May peace abide with your people today. Father, you say get on the broadcast and just pray, hallelujah. Just pray, hallelujah, Lord God. You want us to pray fervently. You want us to pray, Lord, sincerely. You want us to be able to pray, God, with a pure heart. So, Lord, we release ourselves from you for you today to use us mightily for your glory. We release ourselves to you today, God, for you to bless us in every area of our lives and bless those that are listening, God. Let those that have an ear hear what the Spirit is saying, how you're moving, Lord, how you're going to touch them and heal them according to their faith, Lord. Your blessing, Lord, in Jesus' name, thou carest for your people. You love your people, God. We say thank you for loving your people, God. Lord, you understand our frame. You understand our weaknesses, God. You understand everything that we ever feel, Lord. You can be touched with every infirmity, for you are the great high priest, God, that mediates, that makes intercessions for us. You're the great high priest, Lord, that's standing in the gap, God, where the enemy can't touch us. You shoot us far out of the way of powers and principalities, wickedness and high places. You shoot us far out of the way of the enemy plans. We say thank you today, Lord. We say thank you today, God. Get the glory, Lord. Get the glory, Jesus. Bring down your glory. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Let thine will be done. Let thine will be done. Thine will be done. For thou are the truth, God. You're the living word. You're the truth, the way, Lord God, and the life. Lord, you're the way. You are the way, Lord. We know that you are the way. Jesus has already made a way for us. We thank you, Jesus, that your divine glory, your divine presence, Lord, is taking us up into your glory, into the glory clouds where your spirit, Lord God, is releasing, Lord. You're releasing spiritual knowledge. You're releasing prophetic words, God, in the spirit of your glory, God. We receive the power, God, the anointing, God, in the name of Jesus, that the Holy Ghost will increase us and move us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're working it out, Lord. You're working it out in our relationship, God. You're working it out, Lord. You're working all things out after the counsel of your own will. On the jobs, God. You're working it out in the churches, God. You're working it out in our government, God. In our congressmen, Lord. And all of the legislators, Lord God, that have to make decisions, Lord. You're ruling in the affairs of men with righteousness, Lord. You're getting in the judiciary system, God, because of our prayers, Lord, the saints that are praying, Lord, you're overturning injustice, God, and righteousness is prevailing by the power in your blood with favor and grace and mercy, God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. You're overthrowing every wicked device, every scheme and plans of the enemy, Lord. They can't hold us, Lord God, down in Jesus' name. Lord, you've nailed every accusation of the enemy, of the devil, God. Every word he spoke against us, God, in Jesus' name, you nailed it to the cross, freeing us, Lord, triumphing over them, laughing at the devil, God. You made a spectacle of him, Lord, an open show, Lord. You shamed the devil, God, hallelujah, when you went to the cross and shed your blood. By the power of your word, God, you're upholding all things. You're sustaining all things, God. You're turning it around. You're turning it around by your divine power, by your divine spirit, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord. Lord, let us press on and press through, God. Let us walk by faith and not by sight, God. Because, Lord God, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, God, we walk by faith and not by sight, and we fight the good fight of faith, God, laying hold to eternal life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We bless you today, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. May your glory fill our lives. Hallelujah, Lord. We walk in that divine glory, Lord. We expect your miracles and your power and your blessings, Lord. We say thank you, Jesus. We say thank you, Jesus, that you're giving answers. You're giving miracles. You're giving the answers that they need to those situations, God, that face them today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Let them go through the light afflictions, Lord, which is only but for a moment, to try their faith, God. Ground them in the word, Lord. Ground your people in the spirit. Ground them in the word, Lord. Lord, Satan comes to try to shake us, but let him know, God, hallelujah, through your word, that the righteous is unmovable. The righteous are unmovable. We're steadfast in the Lord, always abounding in the work of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name, God, that the righteous man may fall down seven times, but he get back up, God, because you're able to make him stand. Who can lay any charge to God's elect? It is him that has justified us. He called us, he justified us, and he glorified us. Hallelujah. So we move on in your name, Lord. We move on in faith, God. We move on, God, with your spirit of joy. We bind Satan right now, Lord. We bind the spirit, hallelujah, that will make us apprehensive, that will make us slack up and back up, Lord, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. By the power of your word in the blood of Jesus, you bring to nothing, God, every naysayer say, God, you bring to nothing every negative word of the enemy, Lord, every evil spirit in high places that rise up against the knowledge of your word, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that your judgment have gone throughout the earth, God, and you will render to every man according to the deeds that he have done in their body. May every accusation, Lord, against your people be dealt with, God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, by the power of your word, God. Lord, we render Satan ineffective. We take his power and his authority from his imps, God. We thank you that you have given us the keys, Lord. You've given us the keys, Lord, to heaven, Lord, and whatever we bind on earth will be bound in earth, God, and whatever, Lord God, we bind up in heaven, Lord God, you say you are bounded up, God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Let's say and loose everything, God, that belongs to your people today. Hallelujah, by the power of your word, we speak it forth, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, we speak life today. Glory to the name of the Lord. We speak life today. Hallelujah, by his word. We hold on to the living word of God that is able to save our souls. Hallelujah. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and the God, the Father of our Lord, hallelujah, who loved us by his grace and gave us eternal encouragement, hallelujah, and good hope, hallelujah, encourage your heart and strengthen you in every good deed. May the Lord strengthen you every good deed today. May his word be a lamp unto your feet, a light unto your path. For he sent his word and healed you. May he establish your heart in blamelessness and holiness before our God and the Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Hallelujah, because the Lord is faithful. And he will strengthen you and he will guard you from the evil one. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. The Bible declares that after we've suffered a while, the God of all grace will call us to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore you, secure you, strengthen you, and establish you. Hallelujah. That's the word of the Lord. And God keeps his promises, for he's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of a man that he should repent. He keeps his promise. Hallelujah. And God wants us to add to our knowledge self-control, perseverance, and perseverant godliness. He wants us to do this, praise God. Grace and peace be ours in abundance through the knowledge of our God. Hallelujah, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The excellence of God's glory is upon us today. The excellence of God's glory is in our lives today, so we bless him. Hallelujah, we honor him. We worship the Lord today for the spirit of truth, the living word. We love the Lord, for he heard our cry and he has answered us. Hallelujah. He has pitied the groans of his people, the cries of his people, the groans of his people that makes them cry. The things that concerns you, God said that he will perfect it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God will perfect it. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for the spirit of faith that he has released to get us through. Hallelujah. Who through faith
We are protected by God's power. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 says, who through faith are protected by God's power for the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last day. God's going to keep us protected to the last day. The blood of Jesus. We are in the kingdom of God. There's a strong anointing. There's a kebab, a hairy glory over your life. Hallelujah. You submit your life to Christ all the way in him. Hallelujah. Worship him in spirit and truth. Hallelujah. Think good about others. Let your heart be pure about others. God will help you and work with you and show you these things. Hallelujah. You are blessed upon how you love other people. You are blessed upon how you think about other people. Oh, you got to get there. We got to get there. We got to stay there because this is how the Lord blesses your life. This is how people know that you are a follower and a believer of Christ when you have love in your heart one for another. Hallelujah. Remain steadfast in Christ. You want to remain steadfast in Christ. And endure hardness as a good soldier. Walk in the fellowship of peace and love with one another. Wish no one evil, not even your enemies. Let the Lord take care of them. Hallelujah. Because that's how you stay blessed. That's how you're going to see the Lord. It's a matter of what the word has given us to know what he's told us to do. As Micah 6 and 8 tells us. That have told you, O man, what is required of you. We have to love mercy. We have to do justice. And we have to walk humbly before the Lord. Because that's how God has ordained for our lives to be blessed. He has shown you, O man, what is good and what does the Lord require of you. But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord hears the cry of the righteous. And he secures our foundation. We are unmovable. Hallelujah. And we just have to let go and let God, no matter what we're facing, what we're experiencing, it's working for our good, the glory will be revealed upon your life. You have to do a hardness as a good soldier. You may be in some trying times. The enemy have lifted up his heel upon you on your job, in your marriage, in your health, whatever it is. Endure it as a good soldier because the glory of God is going to be revealed upon your life because he's working something inside of us when we are enduring. He's perfecting his good work inside of us. Hallelujah. So that his glory will be revealed. If you're enduring some sickness, the Bible says that all sickness is not unto death. And that is the word of God, but that his glory may be revealed. It doesn't have to be because of sin, though some are, but it doesn't always have to be because of sin. It's to perfect your faith. It's to try your faith. It's to settle you into the complete will of God. Because suffering, trials purges us. Fire of trials purges us. It cleanses us. Suffering purges us and it cleanses us. It cleanses our heart. It humbles our heart so that we can have the mind of Christ and think like the Lord. Hallelujah. So we just praise God today for the wonderful word that he has given. And we want to be able to bless others and refresh others as God refreshes and bless us. God has taken us somewhere. And we have to be able to be ready because he's ruling and reigning in the earth, reigning in the world. But the Bible tells us that we don't need to fear none of these things. We don't even need to fear that bad news will come to us. Hallelujah. Because whatever God allow in our life is because of his divine perfect will that's going to be done. Because God has the ability to override anything that betides our lives. Hallelujah. And he said that his grace is sufficient for you and I. Hallelujah. So we have to be sustained in our faith to know that the grace of God will keep us. And God will maintain his glory and his anointing on our lives when we stay fervently close to him. You fall down, you get up. Hallelujah. You look to God
God is your strength. He says strength is made perfect in your weakness. That means he will strengthen you. He gives power to the faint and increases strength in those that are weak. So press on in Jesus. That's why he gives you joy. He releases the joy. He tells us where we can draw our joy from. The joy of the Lord is your strength today. Be happy in Jesus always. Always be happy in Jesus. And I know it may be hard for people that are going through really suffering times, dealing with sickness, but you can just rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Hallelujah. But know that he got you. And nothing will happen to your life without the permission of God, without God moving his hand. You are in the presence of the Almighty God, all of us. And he knows and he sees. And you have to understand and realize the omniscience of God and see everything in his omnipotence that has all power. Increase your faith to the all-great God, the almighty, powerful God, Emmanuel, that is with us. So God bless you today. Have a great day in the Lord. And until next time, I'm Linda Shuler, the evangelist of the hour. Have a wonderful day.